Houston station on 2 for warning.
We're with you on 2.
Just wondering if you guys saw that SM smoke warning. It looks like it's already cleared. Lights are all cleared, and we have just talked to the Russians. Looks like it's false, but just wanted to check in with you guys.
Okay. Yep. We did see it clear. We have not spoken to our Russian counterparts yet, but we expect that there's some cleaning going on. If you could just verify a CSHCP reading for us, I think that'll help give us 100% certainty here.
Same thing, Ronick. Chris just went down there to check, and we will get you those readings imminently. They were vacuuming at the time, so it's a false indication, but we will get you CSACPs as soon as we have them from our counterparts.
Okay, that all adds up to us, and yeah, that's just belt and suspenders for us. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Houston station on 2 for CSACP readings.
Hey, Chris, we're with you on 2.
The alarm cleared as soon as it popped up. In the vicinity of vacuuming, CSACP readings were -1, 0, and 0. So it all seems consistent with smoke detector dust.
Yep, Chris, that is what we're thinking as well. Thank you for the due diligence.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Houston station on 2 for a PCS question.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Ronick, if you guys are still talking anything down there, I just can wait. But I just had a question about the PCS. I was on T2 when that warning went off, and the PCS was set up so that I could only see the top message. So not the caution and warning summary with all the messages, but, you know, just the top one that's directly underneath the caution warning and all of the actual buttons. And while I was looking at it and the red warning was still lit, it had not been silenced yet, and it was still, the tones were still going off as well. So the message in that top box was still reading the old Cygnus emergency. And I thought that when that was an alarm, the top message should be showing you the actual active message. Is that not correct?
Yeah, we believe that is correct. So that's an interesting signature. We're going to have some folks think about that, and we'll get back to you. But that's an interesting note.
Yeah, and when I look at it now, it's still there with the Cygnus there, and I guess maybe because that's the highest level, because that was actually an emergency and not a warning. But when it was actively an alarm, you know, I couldn't see the summary at all. The only thing I was looking at that, and it said Cygnus the entire time. Chris said that when he was looking at the Node 2 PCS, he thought he did see smoke RS in that top message, but it definitely was not the case on all PCSs, if any.
Okay, Jessica, we copy all. Yeah, it sounds like there is a sync problem or something, but we'll go verify our understanding, which is the same as yours, and see if we have any follow-up actions for you on that PCS specifically.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it would be good to know, just because that's, you know, obviously when it's an alarm and you're looking at it quickly, your attention should go to the active line on top. So it seems counterintuitive if that's not the case or if there's something going on. But, yeah, we'll take any info when you have it. No rush, obviously. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, the concern is definitely heard, and I concur with you 100%. We'll think about it some more, and the hard part about this one is going to be how we can actually exercise it. But we'll go see if we can glean any more data from the PCS and get some words for you.
Okay, cool, thanks. And are you guys seeing the same right now, where now that everything's been cleared, the Cygnus message is the one that's on the top still, even though they're all cleared?
And Jessica, let us pull up the emulation of that display. We usually are looking at the ground version, so it'll take us a second.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica.
Go ahead on 2.
So a little bit of data for you. That summary display that you have on the PCS, we actually do not get emulated on the ground. So just to help us with data gathering, it would be valuable if you could just peek at the PCS you were using and then another one and see if you're seeing the same thing. If they're both noting different things now that we've got no messages in the alarm, we may want to go and power cycle that PCS and see if we've got something stuck in a buffer or something like that.
Okay, yeah, stand by. We will compare the Node 3 PCS with the Node 2 PCS. I'm confused, though. When you say you don't have that screen on the ground, I mean, I know that I have the caution warning summary up when I'm Capcoming. Are you saying, like, that's a different source, or?
It's the same source of caution warning data, but we don't have that top bar that you do that shows you the highest in alarm message.
And just to make sure we're talking about the same stuff, it's like the banner bar that has a massive meatball on the right, and then across the top it has, there's the button where you can select the caution and warning summary next to that, in the middle, to the left of that, the caution, then left warning, then ATM, then DPDT, and then fire. Those are like the round circular buttons that light up when they're in alarm, and where we would silence the alarm. So we're talking about the message box that is directly below that in that top banner. Is that what you understood?
Yes, that's what I understood as you to be looking at, and I don't have access to that specific display. We have just the summary.
I understand that. So let me float over to Node 3, and I'll let you know what I see, and then we'll give you the same from Node 2.
Great, thank you.
And Maronix, back with you on 2. We verified that both of those PCSs are the same in that top banner bar that we were just talking about. It still shows the Cygnus, that emergency Cygnus from the 30th of June. And then, you know, the caution and warning summary has, you know, the correct order with the latest on top being the RF smoke alarm that we just experienced.
Okay, that is...
I'm back with you on 2. Sorry, I walked myself into an LS. I'm not sure which part of that you heard.
We did catch that both Node 2 and Node 3 were showing the same message in the top bar. So we don't want to power cycle it. The one thing that may be helpful for us in the summary, do you see that same message? Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for update on PCS.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, Jessica. Well, we did some digging, and looking at the PCS user guide, that banner will always show the highest unacknowledged class caution or warning. So what we're seeing is expected. Now, the note you made about being told not to acknowledge, I can't answer that. We're going to go chase that down with the training team and make sure we're doing the right thing.
And that is true even when it is in alarm?
That's correct. For that, the banner at the top of the bar, even if you consider alarm state. Or to say otherwise, it is agnostic to alarm
copy.
State.
I'm sure maybe we learned that at some point. Okay, copy. Yeah, that is interesting, and I guess maybe something to think about in the logic for how we operate up here. You know, normally with our PCSs, we have them as big comm indicators. So there are a lot of them. Like the one that was in Node 3 was set up so that all I could see was the top banner and the comm status. And, you know, other ones we have set up, like, so that you can see the first few lines just to make it a little bit easier without moving anything. But it would seem to me to, for what it, the purpose is, that banner should show you arm, should show you the active thing in the arm, because that's where your attention goes, right? Your attention goes right to the top because you see whether or not it's a caution or a warning or an emergency. That's where the color is for that. And, you know, I think, of course, we're always taught training to go to the caution and warning summary, but it would seem intuitive to me that banner always kind of show you what is an alarm. But I don't know if that's something to just kind of take back and think about, but I'm glad that you corrected our understanding and reminded us about that.
I'd rephrase it to say we all refreshed our understanding this morning because it took us a little bit longer than I'd like to remember that fact. But yeah, it is an interesting delta that it doesn't account for alarm state and really just the acknowledgement state. But yeah, copy all, and we'll make sure that the grant teams and the training team specifically are thinking about that.
Yeah, and then we'd also would like a follow-up on, you know, what should we be doing? Should we be always acknowledging, get that into our habit patterns so that we, you know, then we get everything clear. And obviously, if we acknowledge them all, then the only one that would appear would be the latest.
Yes, absolutely. We'll make sure we follow up with that.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much. Useful discussion for all of us today.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and Kosh Morning Toolbar.
Go ahead on 2.
Good morning. Just wanted to check, did you happen to acknowledge the message that you see on the PCS?
We did not acknowledge anything on that PCS. We were doing a little bit of experimenting on the lab PCS, so Chris, I think Chris did acknowledge them on the lab PCS, but I can double check with him.
Okay, and if not, if you still see them on the Node 3 PCS that you saw them on before, if you can hit the acknowledge button and see if that makes it go away, that would just help us for logging that for the future.
I'm pretty sure that we did do that on the lab one, and it did go away, and I am looking at, like right now I'm in Gem, and I do still see it, and standby one. Okay, and yeah, so actually what Chris was doing was just scrolling through. We did not acknowledge anything, so what we can do now is acknowledge. So when we say acknowledge, we're not talking about the acknowledge on the caution and warning toolbar. We're talking about the acknowledge that's up there in the top banner, like we were talking about, that the field directly below the caution warning fire buttons.
It should be to...
That's the acknowledge you mean.
Yeah,
correct?
It should be to the right of where the message is showing. There's an ACK button that you can...
Yep, affirm. Just wanted to make sure we're tracking the same thing, so we'll go ahead and do that right now. Would you like us to acknowledge everything? So we did acknowledge that one, and it did go away, but now, of course, it's cycling through, I guess, what all of the other unacknowledged ones are.
Yeah, go ahead and acknowledge all of them. It should be clear right now because we shouldn't have any messages in alarm.
Okay, yeah, we've got 92 messages, so we'll have to just acknowledge 92 messages. There's no acknowledge all in that option.
There actually is an ACK all on the caution warning summary. That will acknowledge all of the messages.
Okay, we understand, so that will still acknowledge all of them, and then it should do the same thing for that banner bar if we do the ACK all on the caution and warning.
That is a good understanding, yes.
Okay, we did acknowledge all. We see now the acknowledge X in the column in the summary box, and it seems to have gone from 92 down to 15 in the top banner. Maybe it's just going to take a few more minutes, but we still have 15 in the top banner area, even though the caution and warning box is now clear.
Copy. That's interesting info. Appreciate it.
Sensation on 2, that into that LOS. So basically what we're seeing now on the GEM PCS, we did the acknowledge all, so the caution and warning summary box is completely clear. We're in the top. And it looks like the acknowledge button, we seem to acknowledge all in terms of the top banner.
Yeah, Jessica, unfortunately we're behind the dragon. Try one more time on that transmission.
Okay, so we did the acknowledge all in the caution and warning box, and it did seem to acknowledge all because we saw the X's appear in the column of the ACK column. But now what we're seeing in the top banner is... in ACK 15, previously it was ACK 92, and we were kind of scrolling through. Right now it seems to have cleared most of them, but not all. The current message that we see in that top banner is from May 16th.
Copy, Jessica, that's interesting. Can you hit the ACK all again?
The ACK all button is now grayed out.
Copy. Okay, let us scratch our heads a little bit more on that one. That's interesting behavior for sure.
It looks like, you know, the ACK all is still grayed out since we just did it, but if you press the ACK button on the top banner, which only lets you do one at a time, then it does clear them one at a time, and then they reappear in the caution and warning summary, I guess because, you know, now there's a new status that's coming up with a message in the caution and warning summary that has been acknowledged, so it's like repeating itself in the caution and warning summary.
Copy all, Jessica. That's interesting. You seeing them pop up in the summary is expected because the state of them changed when you acknowledge them. It adds a flag there. So you can clear that log once you're done acknowledging the rest of them. But interesting that you have to go in and individually acknowledge those 15 messages. We'll talk about that more down here. But I think for the most part, your summary should be clear by the end of this and should be very obvious if something new pops in.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to us. That's what we were assumed was happening, because as soon as we pressed it, you know, it popped up there with the ACK. This one may have had more messages in the queue because we clear this one less frequently, the one in the gem. So I guess we still, you know, would like further resolution on whether or not this should be part of our, you know, kind of daily checks of, you know, not just kind of clearing the caution and warning summary screen so there's less clutter, but actually making sure everything is acknowledged. And then, of course, we would see the latest message and alarm, which I think by design we should be seeing. But then, obviously, we have to go do that to each separate PCS. So it would just be good to know if that should be, you know, kind of part of our daily systems check at the end of the day kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you more words. And the latest theory here is because those logs have not been cleared in a while on some of the PCSs. Some of them have a little bit more than others, and that's why it's kind of showing a little bit weird. But our understanding is if you hit that ACK all, it should clear out all the PCS messages and acknowledge all of them. So you shouldn't have to go to every single PCS in the future. But we'll get you more words for sure, hopefully early this week, on how to best manage that.
And we can verify that the bar is clear on the Node 2 PCS as well. So, you know, doing it on this one PCS did clear it from the others, as we would expect.
Copy. At least that part's easy.
Yeah, affirm. I think we're all learning a lot today. So thanks for the continued follow-up.
Definitely accessing parts of my brain I haven't used in a while, so I appreciate it.
Same. Thank you.